Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I had a good one for you today. I'm walking through the Ritz-Carlton. Absolutely decorated perfectly for the holidays. It's really nice. But we're going to cover the 100-year mortgage could be coming to a theater near you. And before I get into it, please hit the like button. Please hit the subscribe button. And don't forget to join our email list. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, which I will talk about a little later. But this place is beautiful. This is Laguna Niguel, California. They do this place up every year. But let's get into it. Grant Cardone, the real estate billionaire investor, steps forward and says, we are going to be a renter nation. People cannot afford what is happening in real estate right now with single family houses, and that people should steer clear of owning single family houses, and they should go out and just rent, and we should be a renter nation. And what he anticipates is you're easily going to see 40, 50, 60 year mortgages, but you're going to see the price shoot up so much that people will not be able to afford to finance a house in a regular manner, that you're going to see a 100 year mortgage. Now, as far-fetched as that may seem, think about this right now. Real estate is so expensive, regardless of where you live, based on the incomes in general. Now, this city that I'm in right now is very high end. It's you know, the real estate prices here and the multi-million dollar range for a house here. We were just talking about this. But what you have is people cannot afford this. People cannot afford the average mortgage right now for an average home. And what Mr. Cardone's talking about is that you're going to eventually have to have something give way, because, you know, experts, and there's a great article below on this, have talked about how, hey, we're going to see a big shift in, interest rates over the course of the next year, and that mortgages are going to drop a ton. They're going to go down to 6%. Well, they're at 7 right now, guys. If they drop 1 point, is that really going to change anything for you guys? It's you know, compared to 2020, it's basically 2.5 times what it was in 2020. That being said, it's made prices completely unaffordable. And the other thing about this is that buying a home right now is a real problem. I've had a lot of people that write me constantly when I say, hey, you know, what's the insurance look like? What do the utilities look like? These are things that people don't want to do the math on. But hey, what's the water bill like for this house? You know, people don't want to, oh, really? Why would you ask that? You don't want to know? You know, and what's the deposit for new water hookup in your community? People are shocked. I knew a guy that had a $5,000 deposit because they said he owned an orchard, because he had 6 trees out in the backyard that were fruit trees. So with that being said, what are you going to do, guys? You're going to sit there and fight this, or you're going to buy a house? You're going to have it to where the point that you're going to get to a point that you're going to be upside down and not be able to afford to go out to eat a meal, you know, at a restaurant. You're just going to be paying your house forever. That's one thing that could realistically happen right now with all this. So look at this. You got Kelly Slater that signed this board right here. This place is decorated with all these different surfboards. It's kind of cool. Different artwork for the holidays. But with that being said, what's the answer to this? You know, I realistically, we've heard numbers like 90-year mortgage. I realistically think that you could get to, you pay forever. Now, Mr. Cardone is talking about how basically you're going to get a 30-year note that's going to allow you to rent it, and you're going to have all the responsibilities of owning that business, of owning that building. The problem with it is that people don't want to realize when the main sewer line goes out. I just had a friend from high school that posted it cost her $9,000 outside the insurance. What the insurance paid cost her $9,000 to get the main sewer line fixed in her home because it went bad. So where do you draw the line with this? Is it better renting or not? Share your thoughts on this stuff, but people are sick of this. Now, the other thing in the article below that was quoting Mr. Cardone talked about real estate investment trusts. And hey, wouldn't you like to just buy it? It's like buying a stock. You can buy into real estate. Tell me one real estate investment trust that's doing good in 2023 right now. Tell me that. Give me that one, because they're not doing well right now. Real estate is having a problem right now. You just had a Darrow, which is a Scottsdale Hotel being given back to the bank. So not everything's the Ritz-Carlton. Not everything's doing well. Not everything has people showing up and the valet parking busy all the time. This is disastrous right now. And when you see a Scottsdale, Arizona resort community completely upside down and they're giving the hotel back to the bank, that's the sign of the times, guys. Things are completely upside down. Look at this place, guys. This place is just beautiful, guys. It's just absolutely stunning. So giving it back to the bank, it's nuts right now. So you're going to see more of this. You're going to see more commercial real estate completely upside down than ever before. People do not want to go to an office. People don't want to be around other people, little alone, go to work with somebody. They want to go to a hotel and hang out and be by themselves and get a massage, but they don't want to be around other people. So this place has events all the time. And here's one of the courtyards. Here's one of the downstairs areas. You know, they're nice to me because they always think I'm going to come back here and have an event. But anyways, share your thoughts on this stuff. Do you think that things are going to be good? Do you think that you're going to see a 100-year mortgage? I just think that people are crazed when it comes to buying a house. You don't have the tax deductions that you had, 10 years ago with buying a house. It's all limited. Oh, they're setting this thing up. I'm going to not cross over this, but setting it up for an event. So share your thoughts on this stuff. Is Mr. Cardone crazy? Either people love this guy or they hate this guy. I'm in the camp that he's a grinder and I like his sales methods. I like his positiveness, but I think as far as real estate, it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. So share your thoughts on this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Let's face it, we've seen the stock market kind of level off lately. And one thing that's happened is that gold shot up to an all-time high, and then it's kind of leveled off. One thing that hasn't leveled off is our national debt. It is going through the roof right now. And with that, gold is going to be worth more than ever. You need to take advantage of this and contact Patriot Gold today. Call them at 888-330-1431 and find out how an IRA or 401k that's backed by physical metals can benefit you in your retirement. Do it today. Contact them. They've been number one rated for over 7 years in a row with Consumer Affairs. They are absolutely fantastic. But look at what all the experts say, that gold could go as high as $3,000 an ounce. You don't want to miss this. Contact them today. I'm not just a spokesman, I am a client of theirs and I love their customer service. Contact them today, either use the link below or call them at 888-330-1431 today. Do it now before it's too late. We're supposed to believe that inflation is only at 3.1% and the economy is doing great right now. Remember that. Remember that. Gasoline prices, they've dropped and they're at the lowest level in 1 year. So there's a lot of people celebrating this, talking about how amazing that is and how just in time for the holidays, we're going to see gas at their lowest price. And my cousin was traveling. And he's in the Albuquerque area, and he sent me this picture where gas is $2.49, and I paid $5.50 a gallon today for gas. So do the math, okay? His is cheaper. Now, point is that things are not rosy, guys. I don't believe the unemployment numbers. I don't believe these numbers at all. Okay? Hasbro, the toy company. Right before Christmas is laying off 20% of its staff. Why? Why is that? Why is Hasbro getting rid of 1,100 people? Well, because people aren't buying toys. People don't have the money. They know that toy shipments were off this year. And you can sit there and say, well, wait, you haven't even had Christmas yet. The thing about the toy industry is that toys are shipped months ago. So with that being said, this is going to be a bleak shopping year. I'm at the top of the hill at the Ritz-Carlton. And one thing that's nice is it overlooks the beach, Dana Point on one side, and you got Laguna Niguel and all the stuff on the other side. But they've got this monstrous Christmas tree that they set up every year. That is just beautiful. Look at that. Can't even get the whole thing in. So try to get it. But with that being said, it is just, you know, it's a sign of the times, guys. Think about this. We talked about Grant Cardone and Renter's Nation. Rent has gone up across the United States 27 months in a row. 27 months in a row. Will we see, you know, it get curtailed and cool down? Who knows? Who knows? You know, I think that it's not going to slow down overnight. And again, the economic forecast for real estate, things are going to be great. You're going to see prices surge and things are still going to go up. I just love this stuff. They're all people from realtor.com that want to sell houses. And listen, you don't want to miss out on this. Okay, when interest rates drop, you're going to refinance. Okay, remember that. You're going to know someone who bought a house. And remember, 93% of the people that bought houses in the last 2 years regret the decision financially because they just squeezed in and are house poor. So these house poor people that did this during this time, they're just going to refinance their house. And again, if the house goes down in value, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Then that's not going to happen. That doesn't go down. Houses don't go down in value. They go up 10% a year, Dan. Where have you been? Okay? Remember that. One of my favorite stories is Ford with its F-150 Lightning. And again, I have yet to have one person write me that has bought a Ford F-150 Lightning that has said, what a great decision. They've all talked about how bad it is. And once they put something on it to tow it, the power drops in half. Okay. Well, somebody wrote me and says, that's just a reboot problem. If you reboot the software, it'll be different. Oh, okay. You believe that? Who believes stuff like that? Okay. That's something a salesman told you inside the car lot. Oh, you just do the upgrades and the thing will drive itself and it'll actually build that room addition for you. You know, come on, guys. It's ridiculous. So share your thoughts on this stuff. Everything's great in the economy. It's never been better. You're going to be able to pay for your house for 100 years. You know anybody that's 100 years old? Because I don't, okay? And as I sit down and I get myself ready towards the retirement years and facing my mortality, and I look at my friends, my super fit friends that have had, illnesses and hip replacements and all this stuff lately, it makes you think about, you know, how things break. My friend's wife fell down and broke her arm. Things break, guys, as we get older. So the good and bad can happen, and you have to be prepared for it all the time. You know, I love talking to Bob Kudla earlier, and his whole thing with getting yourself financially ready, people don't want to do that. People don't want to face hard decisions right now with the economy, with their job, with everything. And there is a great story out of Smile Direct. Now, I'm going to get this name wrong intentionally, okay? And I'm doing this for a reason. Smile Direct was a company where you could have basically Invisalign braces sent to you through the mail, okay? And the cool thing with this is that it was all done online. They'd send it to you, you'd do the fitting, and then they would send them back, and then they would upgrade those fittings. And every 2 weeks, you would talk to somebody via Zoom, Skype, shenanigans, whatever it was, and you would have a meeting with them to talk about the fitting and everything like that. There was an employee there. Now, let's just say, I'm going to call her Morgan Jane, okay? Let's say that was her name. Well, it was very interesting because the CEO of the company was Jane Morgan, okay? The exact same name, but only reversed, okay? So, I know I'm getting this wrong, intentionally, okay? Morgan Jane gets an email that was intended for the CEO of the company, and it had everybody's salary at the company sent to the wrong person. And she found out that the idiot in accounting and Bob, the lazy guy, all these people that she hated were making 25 and 30% more than she did. And she was furious about that. 15 minutes after she got that email, they said, please understand that this was sent to the wrong person. This is not for your eyes. Please destroy it. Sure thing, I'll destroy it. So she destroyed it, but not before she emailed it out to everybody else in the company. So what happened? People did what Morgan Jane did, and they got furious. They said, "What do you mean this idiot makes more than I do? And lazy fat ass that shows up at 11 o'clock makes less, more than I do. I make less than this person." They had a mass exit from the company. Not only did she say, "Thank you, I deleted it," but I also am giving my immediate resignation, that so many other people did the exact same thing. Now, SmileDirect tried to save this and tried to fix this and couldn't. They couldn't hire the people to fix this, and it made the company go bankrupt. Lesson learned, guys. Lesson learned. Now, here's the funny thing about this. I worked for SolarCity at one point, which was ran by Elon's cousin, Lyndon, and Babalu Rive, whatever the other guy's Rive name was. Okay? Well, I was so furious about something one time, I went to send an email to the CEO of the company, and it bounced back. "You're not authorized to communicate at this corporate level," which made me leave the company. I was like, "Goodbye. I'm done. Okay? If I can't send this guy an email." I understand it may not get read or it may get sent to a secretary, but I was furious that I wasn't worthy of it. It bounced back because I'm a peasant. Okay? So have a nice day. Morgan Jane felt the same way. Have you ever been dissed by a job and found out that you got paid less? I've had so many people lately tell me that they worked for startups and worked for different places and hey, to romance Dr. So-and-so, we had to give him a bump of $45,000, $50,000. And I have a friend of mine who is raising money for his company right now. And we were sitting down doing the salary structure for people and how important it is to either you're going to go to the marketplace and pay what people are worth and pay some guy $700 million to come play on your team, or you're going to say, "Listen, we're a startup and we want to be fiscally responsible, and the CEO only makes X. If that doesn't interest you and you don't want the stock options, have a nice day." So he chose the second option of, "We're going to have stock options, we're going to have things figured out, we're going to pay bonuses every quarter, but this is the most that a person can make." Now, with that, people either say yay or nay. "Oh, I can't work for that kind of money. I'm so in debt that I can't work for this little amount of money." Okay? You really find out about people immediately what their intentions are with that. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Let me know what you think. And have you ever had a situation like that where you found out people made a lot more money than you? What did you do about it? I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. And the first one is here in California, they passed legislation where you can build what they call an ADU, which is an accessory dwelling unit, basically a granny quarters, second unit on your house. And the Los Angeles Times got great, grants that are available for you to get access to the plans and building and things like that. And they're trying to expedite these things. How is this around the rest of the country? Can you just build two and three units on your property like you can here in California? It's crazy. So what you're going to do is you're not going to have any environmental impact reports. And the thing about the environmental impact reports that are good is they do things like parking, traffic, things like that. Imagine if everybody on your street, where there are a lot of people, everybody bought a boat, everybody built a second house, everybody had renters. I mean, it would be craziness. Because the renters got four cars. I mean, it really could just create chaos in a community. The final story is, remember I showed you guys the burning of the Tustin hangar? Well, the county assessor just steps forward and they said this is going to destroy property values in the city of Tustin because of the raining debris and the raining asbestos that showered these houses with different contaminants. Here's the worst part. I have a friend that lives in Tustin, and she was woken up to after she complained about, "Look at the stuff landing in my yard," sending them pictures of all this crazy stuff I've shared with you guys in the past. But the hazmat team showed up to clean it up. What's that going to do for property values? I mean, I can't even do it with a straight face. It's going to destroy the property values in Tustin of these houses. And, so, anyways, I'm super familiar with that city and it's going to be an absolute disaster. So, please, just a quick video for you today. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to look at danlovestrading.com. Bob Kudla's platform and stock trading is absolutely genius. He runs Trade Genius. Bob's great, but take a look at that because he extended the Black Friday special for everybody. And we're running out of time for you guys to join our Christmas list. And you should sign up at iSecretSanta.com. Use that link. But if you want to send me anything, any of these great stories, send it to hello@iAllegedly.com. I appreciate each and every one of you. Like the video. Please subscribe to my channel. Join our email list so you can get notified of everything. We have a bunch of discounts and different things coming out for the new year, a bunch of exciting stuff that's going to be happening, events and things like that as well. So onward and upward, guys, and I'll see you guys very soon. I hope you guys like the Ritz-Carlton, and it was beautiful. So share your thoughts on that. I'll see you guys soon.